Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has acknowledged he has asked the head of the nation's top law enforcement agency whether he was being investigated. FBI Director James Comey was fired by Mr. Trump this week, creating a political firestorm and raising concerns in some circles about a constitutional crisis. Legal analyst James Goodnow spoke with VOA about this part of the debate.
I don't think we're in a constitutional crisis. We certainly, however, are in a political crisis. We're certainly in a crisis where public confidence in our system is being undermined.
When he was fired, James Comey was directing investigations into connections between the Trump presidential campaign and Russian officials, along with possible meddling by Moscow in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. U.S. lawmakers also are looking into the matter. The U.S. has informed, or had informed, that is, French officials that Russia had hacked France's computer networks during the country's presidential election before the cyber attacks became public knowledge. France's Election Campaign Commission said a significant amount of data, some of likely fake, was leaked on social networks about a cyber attack on the presidential campaign of centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron, who won the election to become France's next president. Russia denies and continues to deny any allegations. It has been 3 months since the top commander of the United States and international forces in Afghanistan said that he needed a few thousand more troops to break a stalemate in that war-torn country. Military officials told VOA their policy plans could include sending few thousand more troops. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met this week at the White House with President Trump, who told reporters he had hope for broader cooperation with Moscow on resolving and resolving global conflicts, including Syria. Mr. Trump called on Russia to rein in the Bashar al-Assad regime, as well as Iran and its proxies. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Adelman spoke with VOA about whether U.S.-Russian cooperation can halt the Syrian conflict.
There is some slight hope that it could be. The Russians have achieved what they wanted to, which was they got their warm water port, they managed to keep Bashar Assad in power, and they've now been seen as, again, a quasi-superpower, certainly in the Middle East. But they're not going to go much further. They can only go so far. And so if you look at what their strategy has been ever since 2008, it's been to get little chunks back, to whether it's Abkhazia or it's southern Ossetia or it's Crimea or it's part of Ukraine. And that's what I think they would settle for here, even though they're reluctant to.
U.S. Defense Department says the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have seized the strategic town of Tabqa from Islamic State defenders, along with Syria's largest dam. Participants in an international conference on Somalia say they will support a plan aimed at enabling the country's poorly equipped army to defeat al-Shabaab militants. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for another $900 million in aid for the drought-stricken country and said he spoke of some other needs that need to be done and dealt with to help make Somalia whole.
Somalia has to rebuild security, foster transparency and accountability, deal with a crippling drought, and avert famine. But I saw an opportunity to build on the momentum of the electoral process and to achieve lasting stability. We have a firm platform to improve security, deepen federalism, resolve residual conflicts, and advance reconciliation, and then complete the review of the Constitution.
Meantime, Somalia has appealed to the UN to lift a long-standing weapons embargo on the National Army. As the seven other Arctic Council member nations called on the U.S. to remain a steady partner in efforts to mitigate the effects of climate change, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke to them about how the Trump administration views the issue.
In the United States, we are currently reviewing several important policies, including how the Trump administration will approach the issue of climate change.
And at the meeting in Alaska, Tillerson recognized the Arctic Council as an indispensable forum for cooperation and affirmed the U.S. will continue to be an active member as it transfers chairmanship of the Council to Finland.
That's the latest world news from VOA.